Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Wednesday afternoon, it's time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL. Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank, and he joins us on WWL. Hey, Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good. All that I'm reading is indicating that a lot of small business owners think the economy is going to go into a full recession this year. And I know we're kind of on the threshold of it now. Some people say the definition is there for us to officially be in a recession, but that hasn't been officially declared yet. But either way, there are a lot of small businesses that are concerned about this. What are some things that small business owners can do to help recession-proof their business?
Well, yeah, you're right. We've had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, which is a definition of a potential recession there. And 45% of the gross domestic product is made up by small businesses. So small businesses and communities are the linchpin of this great nation. So there's several things that small businesses can do. But one is and let me say this. Most times when you're a small business, you're doing everything, right? You've got a small team, but you're soup to nuts, tip to tail, doing the whole nine yards. But one of the things that you have to do is you have to be aware. You have to be constantly aware of what's going on in the economy, where rates are going, et cetera, et cetera. And you need to listen to your employees and your customers. Make sure that you're not just focusing on getting through the day or getting through the week or getting through the month, and you're actually listening to them and having conversations even with some of your suppliers. What can y'all do to work in concert to help each other in the future?
You match this information with the information that you're seeing in the news.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of things you can do. One, you can also use one of the most interesting things is a lot of small businesses. This is going to be the first recession that they're actually going to go through because most of them are the last recession began in December of 2007 and ended in June of 2009. So that's, you know, quite some time ago. But the beauty and a curse of it is they actually got a dress rehearsal from the pandemic. So if you take away some of the government programming that went on during the pandemic, what did they do to try and keep going in that unprecedented challenge that we had when things were shut down during quarantine and so on? The other thing that is critical is talk to your bank and talk to your banker. If you don't have that relationship with your banker, you need to get one. There's a lot of things that you can do in preparation. You can start looking at have you restructured any of the debt that you may have on that small business to your advantage to help improve cash flow, maybe get a little bit better interest rate, whatever the case may be, but you at least need to look at it. Have you looked at all of your contracts with your vendors, with your if you have merchant services, meaning you take credit cards and debit cards, which everybody does now, have you talked to your bank or your banker about that? Do they have a better program than maybe what you have that will help reduce some of your costs there? You know, when you look at your accounts receivable and your accounts payable, how do those look now versus what could they look like if things slowed down a little bit? And does that mean that maybe traditionally you've never had a line of credit for your business, but now it really would behoove you to go ahead and say, you know what, we've never had to borrow money before, but maybe it's not a bad idea just to have one just in case.
Right. And the great thing about a line of credit, which I've talked about in commercials for Metairie Bank for a long time, one of the great things about the line of credit is it's there and you use it as you need it. So you've got the money ready to go if you need it, but you don't have to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I actually got a phone call the other day, very similar, where they said, we've never borrowed money before, but we're a little worried, but we're not really sure how to tell, crazy as it sounds, been in business for like 50 years, how to tell if we really need one. I said, well, have you shocked if your sales drop by 25%, but your costs go up by 25%, mm-hmm. and you're still treading along, what does that look like? And how does that see, you know, so there are things that you can do, and you can kind of play with the numbers and model some things to see if that makes sense. The other thing too, and it's actually, they did a study during the Great Recession. One of the things that you can't lose is marketing and customer experience. You need to make sure that you're top of mind, and that you're also, no matter what, if you have to reduce staff, you know, hopefully you don't have to, but if there, you maintain that high level of customer experience and customer service, because that's what people are going to need, and that's what people are going to remember in times of challenge, if you will.
And how would you relate this to, say, the average person? We've been talking about small businesses, and that's very important. But what about just the average citizen who's got a checking account and a savings account?
Well, same thing. Have you looked at, prime example, a lot of things going on in the state of Louisiana right now, insurances. Have you looked at insurances? I know on the North Shore, Clico will actually, you can sign up for a free testing. They'll come and test your house to make sure that all of your windows and doors and everything are sealed up. From a checking and savings account, are you looking and making sure that on a personal finance, are you looking at what you have? Do you have credit card debt? Have you maybe been working to get that down, but maybe those rates keep moving up on you, but you've got a lot of good equity in your home. So maybe some type of a consolidation loan to improve your monthly cash flow and to get those bills paid down better. Is that something you need to do? Have you not refinanced your home, even though you know rates have ticked mm-hmm. up, but maybe it makes sense to refinance your home? Have you talked to a financial advisor? You know, have you talked to a planner that to help you kind of plan what the next 3 to 5 years look like?
Paul, it's so great that there are financial experts like you and people at Battery Bank to handle these things, because so many of us are just totally lost in the woods. Thank you very much for your time and your expertise. It's Paul Myers, North Shore Market President. Paul, thanks again for being with us on WWL.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.